Look, I think we can agree the chair right outside your principal's office is not where you want to be sitting the second to last day of seventh grade. No. But here I am, waiting. Worse, I was called here over the loudspeaker, as in, River Ryland, please report to the main office, River Ryland. Yeah, thanks a lot. Also, the secretary with the crazy frosted hair, you know, the lady who sits right at the door when you walk in the main office, she keeps looking at me. I'm not nervous, okay? I'm more just annoyed. I mean, I was in the middle of grabbing lunch with everyone, planning our end-of-the-year Six Flags Magic Mountain Day tomorrow, talking about shrieking on the Viper, the best ride ever, and now I'm sitting wedged next to the copy machine, head down, staring at my chipped turquoise toenail polish and the dirty gray carpet. I look up when Ms. Martinez's door swings open and she pops her head out. River, she says, signaling for me to come in. If this was one of those Disney movies and not my very unexciting 13-year-old life, Ms. Martinez would have the starring role as middle school principal. She is wearing a green sweater with short sleeves and a skirt, and her long dark hair is twisted up in a bun. She has brownish eyes and those tortoiseshell reading glasses people keep on the very tip of their nose. Ms. Martinez's office is windowless and cramped, and there's a slight smell of tuna fish sandwich. It's kind of stuffy. There's just something about this room that makes you want to hold your breath. I sit down in the chair farthest away from hers. Ms. Martinez closes the door, which is never a good sign. I take a long, hard look at her as she moves behind her big, cluttered desk and sits. She doesn't scare me. Whatever. I've handled much worse. I don't settle back into the chair. Basically, I don't plan on staying in here long. I keep my spine stiff and the bones of my butt balancing on the edge of the seat. There is about 1 minute of intense silence. I quickly glance at her, then stare at the pile of cream-colored files and papers stacked on her desk. I don't fidget. I keep very still. Honestly, half of surviving stupid meetings like this is waiting it out. Ms. Martinez reaches for a huge black binder, sets it flat in front of her, opens it, and shuffles through some papers, licking her finger before turning each page, finally stopping to examine whatever it is she was searching for. She glances up, lifts an eyebrow, and says, "Do you have any idea why you're here?" She waits. I shake my head no. Ms. Martinez leans back in her swivel chair and takes her glasses off. "River," she says slowly, "you are a very smart young lady, very determined. Your aptitude test scores are off the charts. Yet you just barely squeaked by this marking period, and your grades show it. Can you please help me understand why you have missed 22 days of the school year with chronic, unexplained absences?" As she speaks, she does not take her eyes off mine. "Well?" she asks, waiting for me to answer. I say nothing. Ms. Martinez sighs. "River, every single student at this school matters to me. I don't stop thinking about your well-being simply because it's summer vacation. Do you understand that?" "I guess, yeah," I say with a small laugh. Ms. Martinez looks at me carefully. "Why are you laughing?" I shrug a little. "This isn't funny," she warns.